Here in Chattanooga, startup entrepreneurs who are looking for a place to grow find a home on the North Shore at the Incubator in the Hamilton County Business Development Center. The program of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce helps guide those entrepreneurs over 3 to 4 years, launching them and their businesses to the next level. Alexis Willis is the Chamber's Director of Small Business and Entrepreneurship, and she oversees the Incubator. Alexis, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I should say, welcome back to campus.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. When I pulled up, I was like, oh, I just remember scooting across this campus, not wanting to be late for class. And at the time, my oldest was about 6 months. So I had her in a little kangaroo pouch and went to class.
And you have lived here in Chattanooga nearly 25 years, mid-90s.
1997. It's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen a lot of changes here in Chattanooga.
A lot of changes, a lot of growth. It's interesting being on the North Shore because the North Shore back then was very quiet. There wasn't a lot of people walking across the bridge. The most we did was our track exercises across the bridge, and that was it. There was no walking around looking at sunsets, really.
And now?
Now.
And you have been for a few years now. Now you're with the Incubator.
Yes, I run the Incubator program in the Hamilton County Business Development Center. Mm-hmm.
And tell folks more about that program. They might be familiar with some of the tenants. They might have heard the name Incubator, but tell us about the Incubator and its mission.
Sure. So the Incubator program is run by the Chamber, and we are housed in a county building. So you may have heard it nicknamed the BDC, which is short for Business Development Center. So we have the privilege of working side by side with the county to run that program. So the program has been around for 30 years. Wow. Time really does fly. Historically, it's been a place for cheap rent, quote unquote. And so businesses would come there, and the program is only supposed to last for 3 years. We've now added an optional fourth year for companies both in the service and light manufacturing spaces.
And when we talk about companies taking up space in the Incubator, we're talking about everything from environmental design to hot sauce.
Yes, to candle makers. If you've ever burned a rustic house candle, those are made on the first floor. Hoff and Pepper is made on the second floor. We have engineers, attorneys. We're all over the spectrum.
And this is part of the startup culture here in Chattanooga that we have seen taken off year after year.
Yes, yes. We have such a beautiful and unique ecosystem where we coexist so well. And really, the entrepreneurs that are the most exceptional are the ones who have touch points with more than one organization in the ecosystem. And so that's what I love, the beauty of it. I've been in the ecosystem since about 2011. I started as an intern while I was still at UTC. I started as an intern at the CoLab and then kind of was the girl that never went away and got absorbed into the ecosystem. So I was an intern, volunteered on events, did programming. Eventually, the CoLab hired me. And then I also facilitated classes for Launch Chattanooga. And so I was working side by side with both those organizations, saw some overlap, and then decided to create a role that would allow me to stay in the ecosystem and have touch points with both those organizations, but keep my sanity as well.
Well, that's important, including for a startup.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we have a beautiful, beautiful ecosystem here for entrepreneurs.
You are Director of Small Business and Entrepreneurship.
Yes, that's my title.
So how are you out there in the community looking for those startups that might be looking to come into a place like the Incubator?
Well, we're doing more now to create visibility, which has been great because now people are coming to us. So we are now at close to 80% occupancy, and we're almost having to turn people away. So it depends on how much space they need, what type of space. If it's just a one-person office, we may have some office space for them. But if it's light manufacturing, we are pretty much all leased on that side of the building.
And you have a startup background yourself.
Yes. My dad is an entrepreneur. I've never seen him punch a clock. And so I grew up with the highs and lows of entrepreneurship. And part of the reason why I'm so passionate about this role is because I just wonder if some of those lows that my family experienced could have been avoided had someone been supporting my dad the way I'm supporting these companies and have been for almost a decade. And so I get to see, I share tears with these entrepreneurs. I've had an entrepreneur come to me and say, you know, I don't know what I'm going to tell my wife when the checks are smaller. And so just to play a small role in just encouraging them to keep it moving or bouncing ideas back and forth, I just wonder if that kind of support would have been helpful for my family. I also did start a platform in 2011 while I was an intern called Natural Beautiful Me, and it's a platform to empower women to embrace their natural beauty and value their identity. And then in 2013, I launched what's called the Red Lipstick Experiment, and they were handmade lipsticks. I put that on the back burner. I mean, lipsticks, it's a pretty saturated market, so it took a little bit more capital than I had to launch it. But Natural Beautiful Me is still around. I started hosting storytelling events, and I have merchandise and things like that.
Tell me more about your dad and his business. You're from New Orleans originally.
Yes, I'm from New Orleans originally. At the time, he was doing commercial and residential carpet, so he yanked us out of New Orleans and dropped us into Chatsworth, Georgia, close to the carpet capital, Dalton, Georgia. He has always been sort of in the automotive space. He is now solely in automotive. He's based in LaGrange, Georgia right now. It's Emma Hill Manufacturing. It's an interesting industry. For me, I've always grown up in the manufacturer, you know, scurrying around his plants. And I did have about a year where I worked for him when he was working with GM in Detroit, Michigan. We lived in Rochester Hills then. It's an interesting industry.
You are also an athlete.
Yes. So many things.
Yes. I'm thinking Ironman.
Yes. I competed in Ironman 2014. It was probably one of the best and toughest days I've ever experienced. But when I signed up for that, I didn't know how to swim. So I took one class at the Y. And after that, I just practiced for the 9 months until the race. And I swam 2.4 miles. I did complete 62 miles in the bike, and I missed the bike cutoff by about 15 minutes. And so I didn't finish the race, but I finished the swim. And so that's an honor for me.
And your brothers are coaches.
Yes. You know a lot. Yes. Both of my brothers are athletes. One has played professional basketball overseas, and he is now hosting events around mental health. And then my other brother, yes, he is a fitness coach. And so he specializes in getting athletes from high school to college, college to pro.
What do you find in common between startups and competing in an athletic competition?
One of the things I noticed in Ironman was that that's your race. One of the things they told us was not to compare ourselves to the other participants. Like, this is your race, is your pace. And it's the same with entrepreneurship. You can get caught up looking at another entrepreneur and say, man, they're making X amount of money or they have X amount of press. Well, they may have put in 7 years of training that you didn't see before they got successful, or they're an expert in that field and you're brand new. You know, I was brand new. There was no way I was going to be the first swimmer out of the river. I think that sometimes it can feel lonely. But really, if you just peek your head out of the water, there were 2,700 other athletes around me when I was in the river. And I think the same is true with entrepreneurship. You may feel like you're in this race on your own, but if you just peek up, just look up from your desk a little bit, you will see other entrepreneurs who share similar journeys.
How do you see those waters now for small businesses and entrepreneurs here, given the growth in Chattanooga, given people moving here from other places? Mm-hmm. How is it poised to change even more compared to the last few years that you have been at the incubator and certainly the past decade?
I think Chattanooga is more on the map than it's ever been. I think regionally we might have made a splash, but I believe we're now on the national and even global landscape now. People are talking about what's happening in Chattanooga, and I really do think we're doing a lot of things well. There are some opportunities in terms of creating more diverse and inclusive spaces, but I think that's in a lot of places you go across America. And I think that there is access, more access to capital than I've seen before. We have partners who can offer capital as small as $5,000 to $50,000 to more than that. We have more people that will hold your hand as you're going through the process of entrepreneurship. And I think that it's just a friendlier environment for entrepreneurship, I believe. I'm not sure what's happening in other cities, but I just had the conversation. We just play well in the startup space. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's an abundance mindset. There's not a scarcity mindset. There's enough for everyone here.
You mentioned diverse and inclusive opportunities.
I think there's still some barriers for women and minority-led companies. I think that there's an opportunity to support especially women and mothers better in the ecosystem. There's just a different need. It's not, it's kind of hard to pinpoint. I just sort of noticed that in my journey, there were a lot of men who didn't understand that, you know, I may not be able to make a 7:30 a.m. breakfast to get knowledge that I need for my startup. But if it's something that I can do on my lunch break, or I won't be able to respond between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., but you might get an email from me at 3 a.m. because that's when my kids are asleep. And so I think there's an opportunity for a little bit more empathy in that space for women and mothers. Now, in terms of other minorities, I think that some of it's historic tension. I do think that I am optimistic because there are conversations happening to diffuse a lot of that. That wasn't happening, I don't believe, not in the way that it's happening now a decade ago.
It helps when there's an abundance of opportunities.
Yes, yeah. If we can stay in that abundance mindset that there is enough opportunity for everyone that comes to Chattanooga, people are coming to Chattanooga in droves, and there's a reason for that. I think if we can stay there, then there'll be a lot more opportunities for everyone across the board.
Well, I had an opportunity to visit the incubator last year for the open house.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're in 2020, you've got all kinds of things going on there.
Yes, because we are shifting the narrative of the incubator from being a real estate play to more of a people play, and where we build CEOs. So not just the companies that are inside the building, but other people who are founders and running companies can come and learn from us inside the building. So we are launching a lunch and learn series where we'll bring in experts from what I call the legacy companies around the city to come and share their knowledge around different topics, more foundational for now, around finance, marketing, HR, and the list goes on. And we're really excited about that, about being a resource. When someone thinks about the incubator, I want them to think, oh, that's where I need to go to learn how to develop a more sustainable enterprise.
And where can people go online for more information?
They can go to ChattanoogaChamber.com/incubator. They can find us there. They can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Alexis, thanks so much.
Thank you.